That's it. All right, so I'm going to share briefly upon importance of symbols, because what we're about to do is an immersion, which is a symbol. And frankly, we live in such a postmodern, or maybe even a post-postmodern society, where symbols almost mean nothing anymore. But symbols are important. This is a symbol. This is important. Okay, we are full of symbols. And we'd be foolish to think that we can just live life without symbols. This is not true. And also see that symbols are part of the economy of God. So very briefly, I'm going to touch on this. Next slide, please. So there are a number of symbols in the Bible, and many of them we're aware of. The first, perhaps, would be, this is not an exhaustive list, but is the rainbow. Anytime we see a rainbow, it's a specific symbol that God will not destroy the earth again with water. We can trust that God will not do that. Now, the catch is he could destroy the earth a different way, but he can't do it with water. He made a promise. So that is a symbol for us to remember. And you know what's also neat about often the symbols of God is that they're beautiful. And you just think about it, that the rainbow is white light and shed into six, seven different lights, different colors. I just think that's really neat, how God has a beautiful sense of creativity. The Seder in Passover is a symbol. Now, clearly we know why the people ate, for instance, the lamb during the first Seder, why they had the matzah. But why did they have to eat the maror, the horseradish? It's symbolic. He said, you're about to leave slavery, and I still want you to remember how painful this has been. And then for the ensuing generations, when they come to ask you, why are we doing this? It's symbolic of identifying with those who came before us who once were in slavery. And we still do it today. We say, we were slaves in Egypt. Over 3,000 years ago, we still identify with it. And still eat horseradish to taste the bitterness of what it was like. There's a kind of a peculiar passage in Numbers 21 of the bronze serpent in Hebrew Nechushtan, where the people were groaning once again against Moses and saying, oh, it's so bad here. It's so hot. I don't like it. I miss the air conditioning in Egypt. And so God says, enough. You don't want to listen to me. You don't want to be under my protection. Here's some snakes and serpents to get your attention. So they start getting bit. And he says, so the cure is Moses is instructed to build a bronze serpent to raise it up, and those who would look upon the serpent would be healed. It's weird. They actually looked upon the thing that was hurting them, killing them, and they would be healed. And Yeshua brings this up in John 3, just like the serpent was raised up in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. He would take upon sin on himself so that we could be made whole. So, too, even the Jewish concept, oh, we don't need an intermediary, we have God. Well, we needed a bronze serpent at one point in our lives. So I think we could a human being could qualify for that, too. Shabbat is a sign. It's a symbol. Even observing Shabbat, it says, if you do this, that you'll know that I'm the one who sanctifies you, that it's a testimony that we are God's people, and that we have a weekly reminder that we're to submit ourselves to God and that he is our protection. There's tefillin, the phylacteries, the boxes that some Jewish men wear in the morning prayers on their foreheads and arms. It says it's a sign, right, that we have one God and that we're to keep his commandments. And then there's immersion, which we're going to do today, that we read in Romans 6, that this is identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua. But what's also fascinating is that Yeshua himself used the symbol of immersion long before his death in Matthew 3. And John says, I should be immersed by you. And he said, no, so that all righteousness would be fulfilled. Immerse me. Why did he do that? Because he's making a symbolic act that he's identifying with our sinfulness. And he isn't a leader who says, oh, do this and don't do that. But he actually goes through exactly what we went through. Hence our passage from Hebrews 4. Right? He's been tempted in all the same ways, yet he was without sin. So he was immersed to show that I will go through exactly what you need to go through, and yet I won't stop where you fail. I will beat it so that I can empower you to do the same. So that's what we're going to see today. We're going to see three people identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua, bringing them into newness of life. It's a symbol, and it's powerful, and it's necessary. So even if you haven't been immersed, and as you witness this, we'll do this probably another 3 months or so, consider doing it because it's a very powerful symbol. So with that, I'm going to go in the back, and Josh is going to play. We're going to do the immersions. After they will get changed, let's continue to, this. Even if there's kind of silence, continue to pray. We're going to invite them to come sit forward. We'll invite the elders and the Shamashin first, and then those who'd like to come outside of them and pray, and we're going to pray for the immersion of the Holy Spirit, which is another immersion that's commanded for us so that we could be filled with God's power and any gifts that he chooses to give to them. So it's going to be great. So let's pray as I go in the back. Call them, that they are here, Lord, because you have called them. You have chosen them. Father, you've put them in Yeshua's hands. And he said it is your will that none of those whom you've put into Yeshua's hands would be lost or taken away. Thank you, God, for the security, Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your love. And we pray now that the Holy Spirit would fall mightily, that you would immerse them, Lord, in the power of the name of Yeshua, the name that has conquered death and hell, the name that is above all sickness and death. Hallelujah. Immerse them now. Lord, immerse them in the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Flow mightily upon them. Distribute gifts as you will. But bless them, Lord, and you empower them to fulfill your will and to prove, Lord, to the principalities and the powers of this air that there is no one greater than Yeshua our Lord. Hallelujah. Fill your children that they can proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to heal broken bones, to heal broken hearts. And that truly newness of life is not a philosophy, but it's the power of God through your Holy Spirit. So immerse them, Lord, through your Spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. In Yeshua's mighty name.
I just want to pray over you guys that you know how special this is, how special you are, and how special this day is in your walk with the Lord. May this day forward bring about such a revival and a newness and a refreshment in your relationship with the Lord, in your intimacy with the Lord, in your knowing him in really deep ways that maybe you've never known him before, and that you would know that he knows you, that he sees you, that he has something good for you, that it's wonderful and awesome and beyond your own understanding. And I pray that this would be an encouragement not only to you, but to the body here, to send out revival, to send out holiness, Lord God, to permeate and eradicate any sin, to permeate holiness and eradicate sin, Lord God, that we would all catch the fire, the wind that is contagious, Lord God, that these wonderful children of God have made a declaration of their faith. How encouraging is it to all of us, Lord? Stir us all up in our faith, Lord. Stir us up in our faith, Lord, in our walk with you. And thank you for these examples here today, willing to lay down their lives, Lord. Willing to lay down their lives. Thank you. Encourage them from this day forth. Something that they have not yet taken hold of, they have taken hold of today. In Yeshua's name.
Thank you, God. Bless them. Encourage them. May they see with new eyes, hear with new ears, and be sensitive to your Spirit in a new way. Thank you, God. Bless them. To you be all the glory and honor to God and our Savior, through Messiah Yeshua our Lord. Amen.